Thank you for joining me today here on God Is. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you will join me every weekday at this same time on this same station. If you're joining us via the podcast, which you can listen to anytime, I'm equally glad to have you along. Here on God Is, we do the obvious. We talk about who God is. And our source for telling us who God is will always be the Bible. And here's the thing about the Bible. It makes us ask questions. God's Word is designed in such a way, I believe intentionally by God, to prompt questions which the Bible itself then answers the further along we read. This happens to me all the time, and I suspect many of you have had the exact same experience. Let me show you what I mean. Listen now to the opening sentence of the entire Bible. You can follow along if you have your own Bible open in front of you. This is Genesis chapter 1 and verse 1. Ready? Here we go. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That seems simple enough. There is a sentence, and I read it. And I've read that sentence over and over again, because I believe this is the greatest opening line in all of literature. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Actually, let me be more specific. The first four words are enough to capture my mind and my heart, but more on that later. The first four words are, in the beginning, God. To my way of thinking, a pause is then necessary. So I can read Genesis 1 verse 1 this way. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Or I can read it this way. In the beginning, God. And then I pause. Why do I pause? Well, I do so because I have an immediate, sudden question. Here's my question. Where did God come from? Where did God come from? The text says, in the beginning, God. It seems that God was all there was, just God. It's obvious there was no heavens and there was no earth because the rest of the sentence says that God created those. Doesn't it seem obvious to you that in the beginning, there was only God? That's my conclusion, having read four words into this great big Bible. And I thought to myself, if in the beginning there was God, then where did God come from so that God was there at the beginning? And the more I thought about this, the more I decided I did not know. So I thought about it some more and applied logic to the biblical text. God could not have come from something because nothing existed before God made it. God could not have come from someone because no one existed before God made someone exist. God had to come from nothing and no one. But God clearly exists because God was there at the beginning. That's when it dawned on me. God has no beginning. God always existed. There never was a time when God did not exist. God always was. My brain began to hurt. My human mind does not have the capacity to imagine and certainly to understand how someone could have always existed. I mean, everyone I know was created. All the people I have ever met did not exist, and now they do exist. But it seems that with God, He always did exist. He never had a beginning. I had a beginning. You had a beginning. God? In the beginning, God. So God was there at the beginning. And then He created the heavens and the earth. But prior to that creative act, there is only God. So where does God come from? Answer, He comes from nothing and He comes from no one. God just is. God is. And so I thought about this. And that led me to ask another question. If God is, and God had no beginning, then doesn't that mean that God has no end? I mean, how could God have an end if God has no beginning? It seemed to me that God always was, and God is, and God always will be. In the past there was God, in the present there is God, and in the future there will be God. Isn't that what makes God, God? So this was starting to come together in my thoughts. And I kept reading in the Bible to see if this was true about God, and sure enough, I came to multiple scriptures that affirmed the direction my logic was taking me. I want to share a few of these with you now, and I'll begin in the Psalms at Psalm 90 in verse 2. This is Psalm 90 in verse 2. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. The phrase, from everlasting to everlasting, is compelling. What is everlasting? It is lasting forever. Everlasting means eternity. God is everlasting. God lasts forever. God is eternal. You'll need to mull that over in your own mind. I'll give it to you again. From everlasting to everlasting, you are God. God is everlasting. God lasts forever. God is eternal. God had no beginning, and God has no end. And then I was still reading in the Psalms, and I came to Psalm 102, verse 27. Listen to what the writer of this psalm says of God. Psalm 102, verse 27, "But you are the same, and your years will not come to an end." God's years will not end. God will never die. God has no end. Psalm 102 is at the halfway point of the Bible, and a little while after the Psalms is the book called Isaiah. Easy to remember because the prophet Isaiah wrote it. Throughout Isaiah, it is a long book with 66 chapters, God is in dialogue with Isaiah. God talks with Isaiah, and Isaiah listens. And when we read the transcript, as it were, we hear God say the following about himself. Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 4, "I, the Lord, am the first and with the last, I am he." Isaiah chapter 43 and verse 13, "Even from eternity, I am he." And then Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 12, "I am he, I am the first, I am also the last." What is God saying? He is affirming that he has no end. God always will be. In the past, there was God. In the present, there is God. And in the future, there will be God. God is the first. That's what we're reading about in Genesis 1. And God says he is the last. And where might we read about that? How about if we check in the last book of the Bible? Can we look at the end and find out something about God at the end? Let's see. Turn with me, if you have your Bible there, to the book of the Revelation of Jesus Christ. This is the last book of the Bible. I'll read two passages, beginning at Revelation 1 and verse 8. God speaks here, and listen to how he describes himself. Revelation 1 and verse 8, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty." And let me take a minute to talk about what God means by what God says. First, there is the past, the present, and the future. "Who is" means God is in the present. "Who was" means God was in the past. And "who is to come" means God is in the future. God is past, God is present, and God is future. Second, the Alpha is the first letter of the Greek alphabet, and the Omega is the last letter of the Greek alphabet. The revelation of Jesus Christ was originally written in the Greek language. God is saying, "I am the A and I am the Z. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and I am the end." And God repeats this in an even clearer statement over in Revelation 22 and verse 13. And Revelation chapter 22 is the final chapter in the very last book of the entire Bible. Jesus says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Oh, I want you to hear that again. "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." So it is true. God has no beginning, God always existed. There never was a time when God did not exist. God always was. And since God always was, and God is, then God always will be. There will never be a time when God does not exist. In the past there was God, in the present there is God, and in the future there will be God. This is what makes God, God. As our time comes to a close today, let me take us back to Genesis 1 and verse 1. The text says, "In the beginning, God." And my question is, where did God come from? And the answer is, He comes from nothing and He comes from no one. God just is. God is. And God has always been, and God will always be. And this answers the question prompted from within the scripture itself. Another passage in the Bible I passed over earlier, but saved until now, is found in 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 16. I think this perfectly summarizes all we have learned about God today. This is written by a follower of Jesus Christ, a man who has been radically transformed by the love and grace of God. His name is Paul, and he's writing to a young man named Timothy, also a Christian, who's learning from Paul how to follow Jesus more intimately. Paul describes God. 1 Timothy 6 and verse 16. God alone possesses immortality and dwells in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see. To him be honor and eternal dominion. Amen. God alone possesses immortality, the ability to live forever. God never ends, and God never ends because God never began. God always was, and God always is, and God always will be. And tomorrow I want to introduce you to two of my friends who helped me think about the eternality of God. They helped me a lot, and you should get to know them. Their names are Arthur and Thomas, and when you come back tomorrow, I'll tell you what they told me. So let's plan to be together then as we continue to learn who God is.